ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः। नासतो विद्यते भावः नाभावो विद्यते सतः उभयोरपि दृष्टोऽन्तः त्वनयोस्तत्त्वदर्शिभिः। सो वि अण्डर्स्टुड् हियर् द प्योर् कान्शियस्नेस् अप्टैनिङ्ग् एस् दि स्वरूपम् आफ् दि नोवर् दर्बै being there as a knower consciousness alone, is in the form of existence experienced along with the object as existence of the object. That existence sadvishaya buddhi is, you know, existence experienced as the existence of the object, existence associated with the object, is manifest existence. Experienced existence. Existence experienced as the existence of the object of, existence of the object, is vyakta sat manifest existence. That manifest existence is Ishvara. If the existence is not associated with the object, it is pure existence, which is Brahma. What is Brahma? What is Ishvara? Existence experienced as the existence of the object is manifest existence, Savisesha Satta is Ishwaraha, Sopadihatta is Ishwara. The same existence, it is not associated with an object, it's a pure existence, is Brahma. The pure existence is pure consciousness, which is the Swarupam of this subject. Therefore, it's very interesting to understand the pure consciousness. The knower consciousness alone is there as the known experienced existence associated with the experienced object. Knower consciousness is in the form of known experienced, knower experiencer consciousness is in the form of known experienced existence associated with the known experienced object. So, nirvisesham jnanam, nirgunam jnanam, nirgunam chaitanyam, Brahma, when associated with the an object is there as what? Sagunam, isn't it? Saguna Ishvara. Nirgunam Chaitanyam Brahma is there as Saguna Ishvaraha. This we understood. Therefore, what is the teaching here? We say, there's never a time this abstract, formless, I always prefer this. Because I heard from Pujya Swamiji himself in all such sense. Abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is ever of the nature of existence, consciousness, is always there as the existence, in the form of existence of every object experienced. When the object is not there also, that reality obtains as pure, okay, existence, which is not available for experience as an object. It is available for recognition as a swarupam of the subject, not available for experience as an object of experience. Okay. That is the teaching. Tasmat, I'm reading the Bhashyam now. Tasmat, therefore, what's the lesson? Let me turn this.
Tasmat.
Okay. Yeah. Tasmat, deha dehe, dvandvasya cha, sakaranasya asataha na vidyate bhavaha iti. Asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Therefore, this asat has no independent existence of its own. What is asat here? Mithya. What is mithya here? We can say, deha dehe, dehadi. Dehaha is body. Adi shabda stands for mind, sense organs, organs of actions, physiological functions, everything. Adi shabda stands for rest of the material subtle products, subtle material products. Manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha, pranaha, karmendriyani, jnanendriyani, all are meant by this one word, adi, adi shabda. In Tamil we say mudaliyana. Deha adehe means deham mudaliyavehaluk. Don't understand Tamil, don't worry. Okay, just you don't miss anything. Deha adehe, for all these objects such as body, etc., means body, mind, you can include all anti antakkaranam, all thoughts constituting mind, intellect, memory, including ego, ahankar, and physiological functions, the sense organs, for all of them. Dvandvasya, what is dvandva? Dvandvam stands for pairs of opposites. Because they were all mentioned in the previous verse. In the 14th verse, there was a mention. All sense organs, which are said to be matraha, sense organs, they are included in the adi shabda. Then dvandva means objects of pairs of opposites. All pairs of experiences of pairs of opposites, dvandvaha. Dvandvas. Not only these pairs of opposites, the objects, the sense objects, the sense organs, the internal instrument of knowledge, the external instruments of knowledge, the physical body, all of them, sakaranasya, along with their cause. Along with their cause, what is the sakaranam? Sakaranasya means along with their cause. Cause is maya. Along with their cause, maya what? Mithya, asat. So maya, karanam itself is mithya. Maya is asat. Maya is mithya. Karanam is mithya. So karya prapancha is also mithya. Jagat karanam maya is mithya. Maya karam jagat is also mithya. And the individual body, minds and concrete forms part of the jagat is also mithya. Is it clear now? You have to understand the karya prapanchaha to be jagat and the individual body, mind, sense complex which forms part of the jagat. Everything is mithya. Therefore, deha dehe dvandvasya cha sakaranasya cha asataha. So, of this mithya maya, which is a cause, and also the its products, body, etc., including the pairs of opposites, all of them, but now being sat. Asat has no independent existence of its own. Asataha bhava, asataha bhavaha na vidyate. Asat has no independent existence of its own. What is asat? What comes under the category of asat? Maya, the cause. Sakarana seems along with the cause. Means what? Maya, the cause. And its products, the entire jagat, you have to include jagat. Jagat, inclusive of what? In every individual body, mind, sense complex. And how do you understand the jagat? Jagat is in the form of fivefold sense objects. Dvandva. The pairs of opposites. The entirety of the objective universe, including the sense objects, the instruments of knowledge, the body mind has come to include everything. Everything has no independent existence of its own. But everything is mithya. So jagat is mithya. Jiva, deha is also mithya. So it has no existence of its own means what? It is only appearance. Anything which does not have independent existence of its own is only appearance. Which means it's as though it is not really there. It's as good as non-existent. It's not absolutely non-existent. It is as good as non-existent. Okay, that's the lesson here. In the same way, it says, tatha, sataha atmanaha. See, asat, you can say, asataha mayayaha dvandvasya deha dehe cha bhavaha na vidyate. One sentence. Now, what is sat now? Everything else comes under the category of mithya. Entire anatma prapanchaha. When you say anatma prapanchaha, means the entirety of the objective universe, which is karyam. Karyam is mithya. The karna maya is also mithya. Maya mithya, jagat cause and effect is mithya. Now what is one thing which doesn't come under the category of the asat? Tata sataha atmanaha. So for this atma, this all pervasive reality, implied by the term Atma, which has independent existence of its own, which is Sat, therefore implied by the term Sat, which is of the nature of existence. This abstract, formless, all pervasive reality implied by the term Atma, which has independent existence of its own, for that reality, for Atma, which is Sat, abhavaha na vidyate. There is no absence or non-existence of that reality at all. There is no such thing called non-existence at all of the reality. Avidyamanata na vidyate. Abhavaha means what? Avidyamanata. So Shankara Bhagavatpada uses carefully the word avidyamanata for the word abhavaha. Abhavaha, you can simply say absence also. Avidyamanata, you can say non-existence. See, the reality never has the status of being, becoming non-existent. Means what? There's no such thing called non-existence at all of the absolute reality. In Tamil, we say illamai. I don't know, at least few of you must have watched the Nandanar movie. There he sings one song, a beautiful song. Go back and listen to it. It is said, illamai enbadillai. There is no such thing called non-existence at all. You see, one or two Tamil phrases, those verses come to my mind. Okay? Avidyamanata na vidyate. There is no such thing called non-existence at all of the reality. There's always reality. That's why we say reality. Because vastu, sadvastu. There's always absolute reality. In fact, absolute reality is that which is always. And being always is what? Being existent. Being existent is what? Existence. Reality is always of the nature of existence. It's always there in the form of existence of the mithya jagat. There's never a time it is not there. Avidyamanata na vidyate. This what? Avidyamanata kasya na vidyate. Sataha. Sat has no non-existence at all. Means absolute reality has no non-existence. Means what? Absolute reality is ever of the nature of existence. It's always there. In the form of existence. Don't try to see the reality through your physical eyes. Don't search for reality through physical eyes. Just because nothing you can see, the physical eyes, don't say it is not there. How is it? The existence of everything is reality. But the jagat is not there. Also the same reality is there as the pure existence, as your own surupam. Okay. So katam vadamaha sataha atmanaha bhavaha vidyamanata na vidyate. How do we know that? Sarvatra avyabhicharat iti avochama. Shankara Bhagavatpada says, I already said, avochama means what? Aham avadam. Okay. I already said, we already explained. What is that? Sarvatra avyabhicharaha sataha. Avyabhicharaha means avyabhicharat. As there is continuous, beginningless, endless, changeless, invariable presence, always, everywhere, with every object. Even when the object is not there also. Isn't it? So jagat asti, in the waking state, jagat asti, exist, reality is in the form of existence of the jagat. In dream state, still swapna prapancha asti, reality is very much there as the existence of swapna prapancha. In deep sleep state, there's neither swapna prapancha nor jagrat prapancha. Still, reality is there as what? The existence of, the absence of swapna jagrat prapancha. Existence is there in the form of existence of the absence of gross and subtle worlds. Or you can say what? Existence of ajnanam. Existence of sukhavritti, sukham. The bliss you experience in deep sleep state. So whenever there's total ignorance, you also experience what? Bliss. So their existence is in the form of ajnanam, total ignorance. Existence of the total ignorance. Existence of the bliss. Sukha anubhava, isn't it? Therefore, existence is always there. That existence is what unmanifest existence. The unmanifest existence is pure existence. Isn't it? Existence unassociated with manifest universe. Means what? When the universe is not manifest, existence also is with what? Without the object. Existence without the universe is what? Pure existence, unmanifest existence is actually pure consciousness. Therefore, sarvatra avyabhicharat iti avochama. This is how the abstract formless reality parambarul is always in the form of existence. It is this existence which is implied by the term Brahma. Therefore, that existence being one's own swarupam, the consciousness, pure existence being pure consciousness, you can say what now? Aham Brahma Asmi. I, the consciousness, am the existence. Aham Brahma Asmi. Okay. Now, evam, I move on to the next verse. Evam, in this manner, Atma Anatmanoho, Atma Anatmanoho, Sadasatoho, Ubhayoho api, Antaha Drishtaha. Drishtaha means Upalabdaha. So has been arrived at. Anta is equal to Nirnayaha. Nirnayaha again implies what? The swarupam of both Sat and Asat. Satyam and Mithya. Sat, Asat, Sat, Sataha, Asataha cha Sadasatoho. Antaha, Nirnayaha, Upalabdaha, Drishtaha. The swarupam, the essential nature of both the nature of the Sat, nature of the Asat, nature of Satya Atma, nature of Mithya Jagat. Jagat. How do you say Mithya Jagat Anatma? Nature of the Atma, Satya Atma, nature of the Mithya Anatma has been arrived at, understood very clearly. By whom? How it is understood? Sat Sadeva. What is absolutely real is always Sat. Asat Asadeva. What is empirically real is Mithya. Means Sat. The reality, absolute reality can never become Mithya Jagat. Mithya Jagat doesn't become absolute reality. Sat remains as Sat always. What is real remains as real always. What is Mithya remains Mithya always. One cannot become the other. There's no word becoming something. There's no nothing becoming, being only. Sat remains as Sat always. Mithya remains as Mithya always. So Mithya is very difficult for us to accept and understand. This whole Jagat is as though. Because we have to include ourselves, our experiences also. All our experiences are Mithya. In spite of being experienced, it is Mithya. That is the problem. That is a pain. It's not easy to accept the experiences to be Mithya is a very painful thing. You know that. Everything is Mithya. As though. So you can reduce Anatma, one word is enough. What is Atma? Satya is Atma. That which is absolutely real is Atma. The all pervasive, abstract, formless reality is implied by the term Atma in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. That alone is Satya. Other than, what is that abstract, formless reality? The pure consciousness, existence alone is Satya. Then other than the upstart formless reality implied with the term Atma, anything, everything, what? In the entirety of the objective universe is Anatma, non-self. But Anatma is what? Mithya. So Atma Anatmanoho Sadasatoho Ubayoho Api Antaha Nirnayaha Upalabdaha. The Sorupama of both Atma and Anatma, Satya Atma and Mithya Anatma Prapancha, the nature has been clearly arrived at by people. What is it, Nirnayaha? Nirnayaha implies what? Surupam has been arrived at. Sat sadeva. Sat always remains as sat. Asat remains as asat only. Satyam mithya can never become satyam. Satyam can never become mithya. To anayoho yathoktayoho. Yathoktayoho means what? Which have been already discussed. By whom it has been arrived at? Tattva darshibihi. By the people of the vision of the truth. Okay? By those people who have the clear vision of the nature of both satyam and mithya. Satya atma and mithya jagat. Tattva darshibihi drishtaha. Antaha drishtaha. Nirnayaha. Drishtaha upalabdaha means the firm, clear understanding of the nature of satya and asat, satya atma, mithya anatma has been arrived at by those people. Okay. Now, beautiful. Understand here is going to explain the word tad. Okay. What is tad? Tad. Tad iti sarvanama. See, dakarantaha shabdaha, tad shabdaha. Tad means what? Dakarantaha napusakalingaha tad shabdaha. Tad iti sarvanama. Sarvanama is what now? Pronoun. Why? Tad is something which is used to denote anything and everything, isn't it? Tad car, tad door, tad window, tad. Can say na? Like English, isn't it? It's a pronoun. Sarvanama is equal to pronoun. Sarvam cha Brahma. Very nice. See? Sarvam cha Brahma. See, tad is a pronoun which can denote anything and everything. Isn't it? Pronoun is that which can denote anything, no? I can say that is a chair, that is a window, that's it. That, the English pronoun, can be used to denote any object in the same way. In Sanskritam, tad happens to be sarvanama, the pronoun. It can denote anything and everything. Everything other than I. Now, sarvam cha Brahma. What is Brahma? Everything is Brahma. Therefore, that can denote everything. Tad happens to be sarvanama, pronoun. It can denote everything. Everything is Brahma. Therefore, tad is equal to what? Brahma. That's why tat sat. In many Gujarati families, when they eat, they say this. Hari Om Tat Sat. Especially I have a family, very close family, you know. Hari Om Tat Sat. Before eating, very quickly, Hari Om Tat Sat. Say any things. Easy mantra. Hari Om Tat Sat. Tad means Brahma. Sarvam cha Brahma. Now, tasya nama tad. Iti. Tasya Brahmanaha nama tad iti. Therefore, the word tad, very beautiful. It's very profound. In which other language, the pronoun, the meaning of the word pronoun is simply revealed as reality. Tasya nama tad. தஸ்ய பிரம்மணஹ நாம தது. The name of that absolute reality, all pervasive reality, infinite reality, implied by the term Brahma, is that. Because as a point, not everything is Brahma, so everything is that. That's why tad also is auspicious utterance. Tasya nama tad iti. Okay. Now, he's going to explain the meaning of the word tattvam. Why tattvam? The abstract formless reality is in Sanskrit said to be what? Tattvam. The abstract formless absolute reality is said to be tattvam in Sanskrit. Why reality is meant by the word tattvam? Is explaining. Then the two words now, tadde is a pronoun which is used to denote any object, every object. And the reality is everything is reality. Therefore, the name of that reality, Brahman, is tadde. And what is tattvam? Tad bhavaha tattvam. Tasya bhavaha tattvam. Tasya is what? Positive case of tat, isn't it? Existence of that. Existence of that, existence of that, existence of that, existence of that is what? Tad bhavaha is a compound word. Tasya bhavaha tattvam. Reality, tattvam is what? Thatness. Existence of that is thatness. Existence of table is what? Tableness is an existence of that is thatness. Tasya bhavaha. What is existence of that? Existence. Existence of every object is tad. Existence of every object happens to be that Brahma, tattvam. Tattvam means what? Ness. That tvam is a suffix added to have the noun form, make it noun. Thatness. So the table will lose the status of being the table. Without, if it's no existence means what? No table. Therefore, what it says, tad bhavaha tattvam means what? Tad bhavaha means the existence of everything denoted by that pronoun, that is what? Tattvam. So reality is implied by the term tattvam because this abstract reality, formless reality, satrast reality, incomprehensible reality is in the form of existence of everything denoted by the word tad. The word is tattva. What is tattvam? Brahmanaha yathatmyam. This is the yathatmyam means what? Swarupam. Nature. Brahmanaha yathatmyam. Yathatmyam yatha sthiti tad yathatmyam. This is how it can be. It can be in any other way. Brahmanaha yathapyam, the very unchanging swarupam, the nature of the absolute reality Brahman is what? Isness existence. Therefore, existence being the very nature of the reality, and the existence is the name of existence of every being, is implied with term tattvam. Brahmanaha yathatmyam. How much you got the whole beautiful expression. Taditi sarvanama, sarvam cha brahma, tasya nama tad, tad bhavaha tattvam. See, tad brahma tvam, that's a tattvam, that's different. Tad, that reality, telling of existence of everything is actually you, essentially you, the very consciousness. Tattvam. Now, Brahmanaha yathatmyam. Tad drashtum shilam yesham te tattva darshinaha. Can all hear me? Tad drashtum shilam yesham te tattva darshinaha. Who are of the capacity to see that reality. Who are capable of seeing the truth. They are said to be tattva darshinaha, seers of the truth. Taihi tattva darshibihi, by such people who have that clear vision of the truth, who see the reality, the truth as the surupma of the absolute reality, in the form of existence of everything, they are tattva darshinaha. If you are able to see the reality in terms of its nature of existence, you are tattva darshi. Tvamapi tattva darshinam drishtim ashritya. Now Bhagavan, here Shankara Bhagavatpada says, so what Bhagavan implies here is, in his teaching, here Arjuna, tvamapi tattva darshinam drishtim ashritya. You also having the same vision of the truth, which is the vision of all the seers of the truth, ashritya, having that vision, shokam moham cha hitva, giving up your grief and delusion, freeing yourself from grief and delusion, shita ushnadini, niyata aniyata rupani dvandvani, niyata aniyata rupani dvandvani, shitoshnadini, vikaraha ayam asanneva marichi jalavat mithya avabhasate iti manasi nischitya titikshasva iti abhiprayaha. See, how can you have forbearance towards all the pairs of opposites? What about these pairs of opposites? Sita Ushnadini, all these Niyata Anita Rupani Dvandvani. All these pairs of opposites, Dvandvani, Vikara, Ayam Vikaraha San Eva, Asan Eva, Ayam Asan Vikaraha Eva. It's all mithya modifications, changes. All pairs of opposites we are experiencing in life are arriving, departing, constantly changing, mithya changes only. Mithya experiences. Asatya eva, like what? Marichi jalavat, like the mirage water. How mirage water, we never take mirage water to be real. We know very well mirage water is mithya. It is tucham actually. It is not there. Mirage water, we never mistake, even though we've experienced the mirage water. We do see the mirage water. It shines really like a water. Even though we see the mirage water, we never take it to be real. We do not overvalue. We do not add any value to it. Oh, that's really water. Just go and pick some water. Don't go to it because we know it's not really there. In the same way, marichi jalavatu, like mithya water, mirage water, dvandvani, ayam asan vikaraha eva, all these dvandvas are ayam, this is, this, all these are nothing but Asan vikaraha means what? Mithya vikaraha. Mithya modifications. Mithya products. Mithya experiences. Eviti. What? Sitoshnadini. Mithya avabhasate. It only shines. What is appears? It only mithya appearance. There's only, it appears. Mithya only appears to be real. Iti manasi nischitya. So having a firm understanding. When you see the mirage water, you have very firm understanding. There's no, in spite of experiencing the water, you have firm understanding of mirage water being mithya. You don't take it as real. So there's no disappointment going for that water. The same way, all our experiences, pairs of opposites, are what? Definitely, mithya vikaraha, asan vikaraha, iti. It appears. Iti manasi nischitya, having manasi nischitya, having very firm understanding of this, the fact about the nature of fact, understanding of the nature of the mithya, pairs of opposites. One understanding is that we can do what? Titikshasva, may you learn to forbear them. Iti abhiprayaha. See, if you do not give value, if you think they are real, then you will be affected by it. If you understand they are there, but they are not real. They experience, but they are not real. Especially, I am the reality. They are all my own appearances. Then, your own appearances cannot do any harm to you. It means, mithya means, you lend existence to them. So you as a satyam, satya atma, being very existence of all of them, you especially, you can say lakshyatmavam, tvampad lakshyartha, isn't it? If you see, you are essentially the pure consciousness existence. Whether you like it or not, whether you understand it or not, the fact is you are. You cannot place I anywhere, as Swamiji says. You cannot place the wave anywhere outside of water. If you squeeze the wave, Swamiji explains like it. If you squeeze the wave, what will come out is only the water. Even though if you cannot squeeze it. If you squeeze I, what thing will come out other than consciousness? That consciousness is what? Pure consciousness, abstract, inexplicably subtlest reality, consciousness. You are that consciousness. That is where you can place I. And that consciousness is in the form of existence of everything here, anatma. Therefore what? Everything is appearance of your own. So I, the consciousness, am the whole. I, satya, atma, am the entire mithya prapancha, inclusive of what? All these parts of opposites. This is called nischayaha. What this is the mismasbhya nischayaha. This what is said to be objectivity. Objectivity means what? There's no object other than you. Seeing the fact of object being not other than oneself. So there's neither subject nor object. Seeing the fact of oneself being distinct from the cause and effect also. So I am the Atma, which is what? Karya karna vilakshanaha atma ahamasmi. So neither the cause nor the effect. At the same time, there's no cause and effect, it's outside of me. So the mithya prapancha has no existence at all outside of me, the Atma. Therefore, I am the whole. When the place is shifted from the individual body to the whole mithya prapancha shines in me, the satya atma. Isn't it? Then there's no affliction. See, this now hereafter, there must be contemplation. Saddarshanam. Saddarshanam means what? Seeing Bhagavan. Seeing Bhagavan in the form of existence of everything. When you open your eyes, you are there as the existence of the Jagat. When you close your eyes, you are still there as just yourself without the Jagat. Before you were born, before your body was born, still you were there, knowing that you were not born. There's never a time you are not there. Because this must be shifted. Don't say Tad Brahma, Tad Brahma. Now you used, in the place of Tad, put Aham. Only then you will enjoy the benefit of Jnana. This is a fact. It is not easy for this cognitive shift to take place. Shifting the identity from anatma, body, mind is complex to consciousness. And seeing the consciousness being the only existence of everything is not an easy joke. But those who have the vision are Tattva Darshinaha. So very nice. I really like this explanation of the meaning of the word tattva. What is tattvam? Reality. What is reality? Reality or the truth is that which obtains in the form of existence of everything, denoted by the word tat. Is there the thatness? Okay. Upon that existence, which is nothing but essentially pure consciousness, alone is satyam. Satya atma, satyam brahma. Other than that, everything is anatma, which is prapancha, which is mithya, and which has no independent existence. Therefore, it is not countable as a second thing also. Therefore, what? I, Satya Atma, am in the form of mithya prapanchaha, anatma prapanchaha. Okay. Kim punaha tat. Then what is that? Now we move on to the next verse. Kim punaha tat. What is that then? Yat sadeva sarvada iti. Yat. What is tad? What is that? What is that absolute reality which is said to be satyam, which is real? That is sadeva sarvada. The reality is always there. In the form of existence. What is that? Uchyate. What is that reality which is always there in the form of existence? Uchyate. Avinashitu tadvidhi. Yena sarvamidam tatam. Vinashamavyayasyasya. Nakaschit kartu marhati. Now you have to see. Don't stop with existence. Now you have already understood, you must have understood that existence which is experienced as the existence of every object, which is there as pure existence, the object is not there also. That pure existence happens to be pure consciousness, which is my own surupam. So, aham satchidatma. And what is that? He says, may you understand that to be avinashi, indestructible. Avinashitu tadvidhi yena sarvamidam tatam vinashamavyayasyasya nakaschit kartumarhati. May you understand that existence consciousness, I include consciousness, existence consciousness, by which this entire cosmos is pervaded. Idam sarvam tatam. Idam sarvam is what? This entirety of the objective anatma prapanchaha has been pervaded by that. We understand that to be indestructible. Why? Reduced everything to mithya. Mithya is that which has no independent existence, which is dependent on satyam for its existence. How can the dependent mithya cause any destruction, any harm to satyatma? What harm can the wave do to the water? The wave, it's just a non-substantial form which is dependent on water for its existence. Mithya, being dependent on satyam, can never do any harm, any destruction to the satyam. Therefore, yena idam sarvam tatam tade avinashitu vidhi. We understand that absolute abstract reality, existence consciousness, by which the whole entity of the jagat is pervaded, we understand that to be indestructible. How indestructible? Mithya jagat cannot do any harm to satyatma. Asya vinasham, avyayasya asya vinasham kartum na kaschit arhati. None can cause the destruction of that changeless reality. Avyayasya asya, of this changeless existence consciousness, of this existence, of this changeless, unchangeable existence consciousness implied by the term Atma or Brahma. Vinasham kartum nakaschit arhati. None can. The word arhati literally means deserves. But here, none can. Kaschit, nakaschit means what? None can cause the destruction of this changeless existence consciousness. This is the literal meaning. If you understood already the meaning of our existence, then there's no destruction possible. You can understand. So, avinashi. Avinashi means what? Na vinashtum shilam yasya. That which doesn't have the nature of nature to vinashtum shilam yasya nasti, to perish, that which does not have the nature to perish, that which doesn't have the nature of perishing. Avinashi tu shabdaha asataha viseshanartha. Asataha viseshanartha. The tu actually doesn't have any meaning. But here in this context, the word tu stands as an adjective describing the asat. Whereas the asat is subject to destruction. That's the meaning. Tat vidhi. Vidhi means what? Vijanihi. Are you all following? Vidhi is equal to what? Vijanihi. See, this jna dhatu is ubhayapadi dhatu. Vijanati vijanite. You can say both. We take this atmanepadam vijanihi. Vijanihi, may you know, may you understand. Kim vijanihi? Kim? Yena sarvam idam jagat. Yena sarvam. Sarvam idam, idam sarvam. The idam means what? Jagat. See, the third person singular pronoun, this. The one word, this, indicates what? The entirety of the objective universe. Idam jagat. Tatam. Tatam is equal to vyaptam. Tatam means what? Vyaptam. Vyaptam means what? Pervaded. So, idam jagat, idam sarvam jagat, this entire jagat has been pervaded. by that. What is that? Sad Akhena Brahmana. This entire universe has, may you understand that to be indestructible, by which the entirety of the objective universe has been pervaded by the absolute reality, Brahma, okay, known as existence, known by the expression, implied, I shouldn't say known, implied the term existence. May you understand the absolute reality, Brahma, implied by the term existence in terms of its nature of existence. Brahmana idam sarvam jagat vyaptam tatam. This entire objective universe has been pervaded by Brahma. What is that Brahma? Abstract formless reality. What is abstract formless reality? Reality implied with the term sat. This is the way you should explain. Got it? Sad akhyena brahmana. Okay. Katam pervaded sakasham. Sakasham, sorry. Along with the space, the entirety of the objective universe, including space, has been in and through completely pervaded by that absolute reality, Brahma, implied by the term existence in terms of its nature of existence, isn't it? Sadakhya, sadakhyena brahmana, sakasham vyaptam, akashena saha vyaptam. So, the akasha pervades the entire universe. Along with the akasha, the entire universe is pervaded by Brahma. Means, all pervasive space is also pervaded by, absolutely all pervasive Brahma. Which is of the nature of existence. Akashena iva ghatadayaha. Akashena ghatadayaha yatha vyapyante. I'm adding the word. Just as the enclosure such as pot, etc. Just as the enclosure such as pot, etc. are pervaded by the space, so also, this entirety of the universe is in and through pervaded by Brahma, known by the expression, implied by the expression, existence. Or in the Brahman in the form of existence. So, how ghatadayaha akashena iva? Iva means what? Ghatadayaha akashena iva. Means what? Ghatadayaha akashena vyapyante. All the objects such as pot, etc. All the objects such as pot, etc. pervaded by space, inside and outside. In fact, pots exist in space. Inside the pot there is space, outside the pot also there is space. Space pervades in and through, inside and outside of the pots. Similarly, this abstract formless reality implied with the term Brahma, which is of the nature of existence, pervades everything in this universe, including time and space, in the form of existence. Okay, having said that, Vinasham is equal to Adarshanam. Adarshanam means Abhavam. Therefore, very beautiful. What is destruction? Please, I don't think you will find any even thesaurus. What I can say. What exactly is destruction? They can give synonyms of the word destruction. But they can't understand, explain what exactly destruction is. Act of destroying means what? Vinashaha is equal to adarshanam. If we say, I'll finish that fellow means what? He will not be available for you to see anymore. Destruction implies what? Adarshanam, not seeing. Making something being not available for experience is what? Adarshanam. Which is abhavam. Vinashaha is equal to adarshanaha abhavaha. Abhavam adarshanam vinasham kartum na shakyate. It is impossible to make the existence non-existent. Can you make existence non-existent? An existent object can be destroyed, when you break the pot form is made non-existent. The former may not even the clay, okay? The pot is there, which is mithya object. You break the pot. You make the form of the pot, isn't it? Relatively non-existent. You can't make existence non-existent. Making something non-existent is what? Adarshanam, abhavaha, which is vinashaha. That's why destruction of the existence is impossible. How can you hide the existence? What can hide existence? This what's understanding absoluteness, understanding timelessness. Understand timelessness of the reality. Can he ever make existence non-existent? Jagat is not existence. Why? You are there. You are there knowing Jagat being there, Jagat being not there. You who are always there knowing the Jagat being there, Jagat being not there. You the knower are in the form of existence. Therefore, no harm can be done. I see really. I wish I can make you see what exactly I see. I have no words. So, avyayasya. Again, he explained the word avyayaha. See, Brahma avyayam. Atma avyayaha. Reality is avyayam. Brahma avyayam. Atma avyayaha. Reality is implied by the term Atma or also Brahma. It's avyayam is what? Changeless. Unchanging. What's called avyayam? Na vyeti iti avyayam. Na vyeti iti avyayaha. Vyeti means what? Changes. Vyeti is equal to what? Vyabhicharati. Deviating, varying, changing. Motion also, isn't it? Na vyabhicharati. Vyabhicharam means change only. Na vyeti na vyabhicharati. Na vyeti. What does it mean? Na vyeti means what? Upachaya apachayo na yati. There's no upachayaha. There's no decline. There's no growth. Upachayaha, apachayaha. There's neither decline, reduction, nor, isn't it, increasing. There's no change in the sense. There's no declining. There's no growth also. No change. Upachaya apachayo na yati iti avyayam. Okay, so this abstract formless reality existence does not increase, does not decline, does not grow, doesn't undergo any change. Therefore, it is what said to be avyayaha. You can easily understand now, existence, the abstract reality, Soft nature of existence has no growth, no, isn't it? Change, no, this doesn't decline. Therefore, avyayaha. Na yetat sadakhyam brahma svena rupena vyeti vyabhicharati. This absolute reality Brahma implied, okay, which is of the term of existence, known by the term existence, svena rupena nya vyeti, it never undergoes change in its form of being existence, being existent. The existence is the unchanging form, unchanging nature of the reality. Svena rupena means what? Surupena. Surupena navyeti. This nature of being existent, the nature of existence, doesn't undergo any change. Navyabhicharati. Why? Niravayavatvat dehadivat. Because it has what? It has no parts. Dehadivat, like body, etc. Niravayavatvat. As it has the status of being partless, like the body, etc., it doesn't undergo any changes. Body has avayavatvam. Body has parts. The body undergoes changes. This Atma, abstract, formless, formless reality, attributeless reality, and it has no parts. That's why we say one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. We say this. So, it is what of Navyeti. This all Swarupa Anusandhanam. It is the class itself must be what? Vinidhyasanam only. We does not wait for another time to sit and contemplate. The Kakshya Eva Anusandhana Kakshya. The class itself is Anusandhanam only now. You are just seeing, just being with yourself. Na api. Atmi yena atmi abhavat. Yatha devadattaha dhanahanya vyeti. See, when we lose the possessions, the change happens. Even such change also doesn't happen. Losing the possession brings some change on the part of the person. So, not even by anything, any belonging, any change happens. See, devadattaha dhanahanya vyeti. So suppose somebody went by the name devadattaha and he changes because of what? Because of the loss of money. Natu evam brahma vyeti. Because there's no loss, there's no gain, there's no growth, there's no decline. Therefore, there's no way of undergoing any changes at all. Ataha avyayasya asya brahmanaha vinasham nakaschit kartum arhati. Therefore, the swarupam being such, the very nature of reality being changelessness, the destruction of this changeless reality cannot be done by anyone. None can cause the destruction of this changeless reality. Ataha, therefore, avyasya asya vinasham kartum. Avyasya asya brahmanaha vinasham kartum. Nakaschit arhati. Therefore, there's none who can cause the destruction of this changeless reality, Brahma. See, now you're talking about Brahma. Look at this. Shankara Bhagavad Pada, it is actually Atma Swarupa Lakshana Pratipadakaha Shlokaha. These shlokas reveal the nature of the Jiva Swarupa, nature of Jivatma, nature of the individual, nature of the I. But what happens? He is talking about Brahma. What does it mean? That which obtains as the Jiva's Jivatma, Swarupa of the Jivatma, nature of Jivatma is Brahma, Swarupa of the whole Jagat. Asya avi ataha, therefore, asya avi asya brahmanaha vinasham kartum nakaschit arhati. Means what? Nakaschit atmanam vinashayitum shaknoti. Ishwarahopi. Even Ishwaraha api vinasham kartum nashaknoti. Atmanam vinashayitum nashaknoti. Even Bhagavan cannot destroy the self. Ishwaraha api atmanam vinashayitum na shaknoti na kaschit. None can cause the destruction of the atma. Even Bhagavan cannot destroy the atma. Why? Because Bhagavan swarupam is atma. Which means Bhagavan is also non-separate from you. Bhagavan is non-separate from you. Mithya jagat is non-separate from you. Okay? What about Jiva? Where is Jiva now? Jiva api Brahma eva. Okay? Jiva is Brahma. Ishvara is Brahma. Jagat is Brahma. The Brahma is, Brahman alone is there. That the Brahman being Satyam, everything else, what seems to be there happens to be Mithya. Nothing can cause any destruction of the Atma, which is Brahma. Nothing can cause the destruction of Atma, even Ishvara. Okay? Cannot cause the destruction of the Atma, which is nothing but Brahma. Atma is Brahma. Why? Ishvara also is Brahma. But Ishvara, who is Ishvara now? Where is Bhagavan? Who is God? There's no God which is other than you. And other than you means what? Apart from other than you means your Swarupam. So again, in Pujya Swami's language, Ishwaraha is just a qualification attributed to the same reality, Brahma. The standpoint of the Jagat. From the standpoint of the Jagat, not the standpoint of consciousness. From the standpoint of Jagat, Ishwaraha is a title attributed to the reality. The standpoint of reality, reality is not even Ishwara. There's no Ishwara. There's no Jagat. There's no Jiva other than Brahma. What is this? Only Brahma. The word three different names. So the standpoint of Mithya Prapancha only. Therefore, asya avyayasya brahmanaha. Asya means what? Asya brahmanaha. What is Brahma? Abstract formless reality. Obtaining in the form of existence. So of the nature of existence of this destruction cannot, none can do the destruction of this atma. Nakaschit atmanam vinashitam shaknoti ishwaropi. Who else can say like this other than Shankaracharya? Ishwaropi atmanam vinashitam shaknoti. Don't be afraid of time factor. Yama. Come on, just take it for granted. Okay? You think Yama is going to kill you? Yama is going to take your life out of, you know? No. Even Yama cannot destroy you. Means Ishwaropina. Ishwaropina Shaknoti. Even Bhagavan cannot kill you, destroy you. Atmahi Brahma. Why? This Atma, the all-pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual being. I would say Swarupam of the I, in terms of nature of consciousness, is existence implied with the term Brahman. The consciousness is existence. Existence is consciousness. Therefore, what? Atma hi Brahma. Swatmanicha kriya virodha. kriya virodha. There's no action on the part of the Atma. See, Atma is neither the doer nor the object of action. Kriya virodha. Kriyayaha virodha asti. Means what? Virodha means what? There's no such thing called action on the part of the Atma. The sense, Atma can never be the subject of action, neither subject of action, nor the object of action. Atma is that because of which subject and object of actions are possible. Atma, because of the blessing of which even the doer is possible, subject of action is possible, object of action also is possible, the very action also is possible. That Atma is absolutely free from the actions. Therefore, what? They cannot become the victim of any act of destruction. Now you must see, Ishvara you understood, Brahma you understood, Atma you understood, Jagat you understood. What is the final thing now? Atma, Brahma, all these, Swarupa, everything is what? Only all these words reveal only reality. That reality is absolutely indestructible. So the entire gross, tangible, experienceable world is as though mithya. It must be considered as good as the mirage water experienced. Marichi jalavati mithya. Jagatya avabhasate. It's only it appears. The entire objective mithya jagat appears available for experience like the mirage water. Now, having talked about sat until 17th verse, now 16th and 17th, terse verses, okay? But 16th is the most terse verse. Now, what is asat? We must take a little bit of asat also in between for a change, you know, to relax. Kim punaha tad asat? What is that mithya then? What is mithya? What is as though real? What is asat? It is said, yat swatma sattam vyabhicharati. Yat sva atma sattam vyabhicharati iti uchyate. Yat swatma sattam vyabhicharati tad asat iti uchyate. That which deviates from its nature, undergoes a change, is asat. So he's going to explain now in the following verse. Even Shankar Bhagavatpada's introductory sentence will become very clear when we go to next the bhashyam. Okay, let us read the verse first. I'm going to explain this again. Yat swatma sattam vyabhicharati tad asat. Kim punaha tad asat? Swatma sattam vibhicharati iti uchyate. Is going to be explained now. What is asat? It's explained. We'll come back to the sentence again after reading this. Antavanta ime deha. By the time we complete 25th verse, there should not be any doubt. Antavanta ime deha nityasyokta sharirinah anashino prameyasya తస్మాద్యుధ్యస్వభారత అంతవంత ఇమే దేహాః నిత్యస్యోక్తా శరీరిణః అనాశినో ప్రమేయస్య తస్మాద్యుధ్యస్వభారత. See, having talked about the nature of Sat and also Asat, Bhagavan should not leave him. Therefore, understanding this to be the fact, may do your duty, he has to remind him. Bhagavan has to remind him to do his duty also, isn't it? What is the use of simply understanding the facts and remaining without doing anything? So that, come on, live your life, okay? Ime dehaha antavantaha. Finished one sentence. Ime dehaha antavantaha means what? I am dehaha antavan. Ime dehaha antavantaha. Got it? Ime is the plural form of I am. Not English I am, okay? Sanskrit I am. Okay. I am deha antavan. This body has an end. Ime dehaha antavantaha. So all these bodies have end. End means what? This form will collapse. This form will change. One, see, having an end means what? Any given form undergoing a change is what? Is said to be the end of the form. So here, you mean, all these bodies have ends. All these bodies have end, have an end. But these bodies belong to whom? Shariri, the indweller of the body. Okay, when you say Atma is the indweller, Atma is not outside. The all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence, obtaining as the indweller of the bodies, is what now? Shariri. The Shariri Naha. And what about the Shariri? What about the Shariri is Atma? Being all pervasive, not only outside, inside also, isn't it? The Atma, indweller, is Nityaha. Nityasya Shariri Naha. Shariri Nityaha. Shariri Nakaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Shariri Nityaha. The Atma, the indweller of the body, is what? Nityaha, eternal, timeless. Timeless, that's all, not beginningless, endless, changeless, independent. And the bodies of this Atma, Nityasya Sharirinaha Ime Dehaha Antavantaha Uktaha. Nityasya Sharirinaha Dehinaha Ime Dehaha Antavantaha Uktaha. These bodies belonging to the bodies of this indweller Atma, the timeless indweller Atma, have an end. These bodies of the timeless Atma are time bound. Got it now? These bodies of timeless indweller Atma are time bound. And this Nityaha Shariri. So Anashinaha. This Shariri is, not only Shariri is Nityaha, also Anashi. Aprameyaha. Three words describe Shariri. Nityaha Shariri, Anashi Shariri, Aprameyaha Shariri. And the possessive case form of the three words are what? Nityasya, Anashinaha, Aprameyasya. Sharirinaha, Ime Dehaha, Antavantaha. The bodies of, these bodies of the indweller, timeless, indestructible, imperceptible Atma have an end. So what? Atma is what? Atma alone is there as the indweller, Shariri. And it is timeless. Also indestructible, not subject to any destruction, anashi, nashaha, aprameyaha, imperceptible. So atma, which is timeless, which is indestructible, which is imperceptible, has bodies which have an end. Therefore, what we should do? We cannot change the nature of the anatma body. We need not worry about the atma. Tasmat yudhyasva. Therefore, may you do your duty of fighting against adharma. Yudhyasva. May you fight. The literal meaning of the verse. So let us see the bhashyam next class. Is it all right? See, in Sanskritam, you know this, no? Yallingam yadvachanam yacha vibhaktihi viseshyasya tallingam tadvachanam sacha vibhaktihi viseshanasya. The adjective takes the noun, the adjective takes the gender, case form, the number of the noun. So here, shariri is the noun. Other words are what? Adjectives. Nityasya, anashinaha, aprameyasya. Because shariri naha is a positive case form, singular. Therefore, adjectives also are singular words, which I need not say now, but still I am telling you. So now we are going to see how beautifully, how does Atma, see the 16th verse is clear, that's all the verse will be very clear. 16th verse, one verse we have to understand thoroughly. Once you understand, you get the vision of the 16th verse, vision revealed through the 16th verse, you have understood all other verses. So, see, sharire asti, we are going to see the bhashyam anyway. Shariri is a temporary qualification attributed to this all-pervasive reality consciousness. Because it is obtaining within the enclosure called body mansions complex. Being all-pervasive, it must be there. Therefore, what? This shariri definitely is what? Nityaha. Timeless means what? Beginningless, endless, changeless also. Then, anashi. Being satyam, being satyam, it is indestructible. And being satyam, what? Being sarupam, aprameha, it is imperceptible. Aprameha means imperceptible, it's also immeasurable also. Being immeasurable means being imperceptible. There's no way of measuring it through any of the sense organs. Imperceptible, immeasurable. How? We'll see next class. So, satya atma has object to destruction. Mithya anatma cannot be prevented from undergoing changes. So, our doing duties or not doing duties cannot change the nature of satyam and mithya. Our doing what should be done cannot change the nature of satyam, cannot change the nature of mithya. Our doing things also cannot change the nature of satyam and mithya. Satyam remains as satyam, mithya remains as mithya. If I do not do something, it cannot change the nature of the mithya. Mithya cannot be made to remain permanently with undergoing any change. Mithya cannot be prevented from undergoing changes. Being subject to time. Time-bound nature of the mithya cannot be changed. Whether I do my duties, I do not do my duties. So better, I do my duties. Om. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shirubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.